Music with Meaning presents the true story of The Pastor's Pillow. Some people are like billy goats. Why? Because they go around butting everyone. They will say but every time they hear something that they don't want to accept. Even when you tell them the truth, they start to but, just like an old billy goat.
I like what you're doing, but...
He's a nice man, but...
Yes, yes, I know you're right, but...
There was once a very... butting woman who did not like what her godly old pastor would say to her. One day, the pastor's words were more than she could bear.
Oh, Pastor, you just don't know how sad and miserable I've been. I have more problems than anyone else in the whole world.
Yes, Elsie, I understand. You have had many problems and hard times in your life. We all have difficulties, but the Lord is more than able to help us and provide for us if we love Him and obey Him and try to do things His way.
Yes, yes, but no one ever cares about me, how I feel. Everybody seems to be so selfish.
How much do you care about others, Elsie? What have you done lately to make other people happy?
Are you saying that I'm selfish, Pastor? Is that what you're saying? Because if you are, I'll have you know that I'm a darn sight better than most people, including you. Well, I try very hard to be good, and in spite of all my trying, that Lord you're always talking about still doesn't do anything for me. He can't be very loving and kind if he lets so many bad things happen to me.
My dear Elsie, it says in the Bible that chastisements are one of the ways the Lord shows us that He loves us. And also that if we're trying to be good, we'll have many troubles and difficulties. But that in the end, He will work everything out for the best. Do you believe the Bible, Elsie?
Yes, I believe the Bible. I read it every Sunday. But I don't believe everything you're saying now.
Elsie, I would like you to know that the Lord loves you very much. And so do I. Do you believe me?
Yes, I believe you. But...
Oh, Lord, please teach her and help her to understand, Lord.
It was the truth, but it made her so angry that she really began to... But, like a real old goat, she went about everywhere telling lies and evil stories about the kind old pastor. She tried very hard to turn all the people against him with her terrible talk and gossip.
Yes, Mrs. Brown, I saw the pastor with my own eyes coming out of the liquor store.
Oh, Elsie! Perhaps he just went there to comfort the owner. I heard that his wife just died recently.
I don't think so, Mrs. Brown. He had a big bag with him when he came out, and his breath smelled of liquor.
Oh, dear me. I hope the pastor isn't becoming an alcoholic. I shall ask around to keep my eyes open for anything he might get up to.
You know, Mrs. Smith, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it. And who would have thought the pastor was that sort of man? He always seemed so nice to me.
Yes, but I saw him coming out of that bad woman's house. Over on the edge of town, you know. And it must have been near midnight.
Perhaps he was trying to get her to come to church. Or telling her about Jesus.
But I ask you, at that time of night?
You know, Elsie, you may be right. I'm certainly going to have to investigate and see what our pastor's really up to.
But the more Elsie talked and spread lies and gossip, the sadder she became. Finally, she was very, very unhappy and began to feel sorry for all the lies she had told. At last, in tears, she went to the pastor's house to ask him to forgive her.
Hello? Oh. Hello, Elsie. Please come in. Sit. Why, Elsie, you're crying. Is anything the matter?
Pastor, you know why I'm here. After our last talk, I was so angry with you. I was angry because you told me things I just didn't want to accept. Even though I knew you were right and I was wrong. I didn't want to admit it. So I told everyone terrible lies about you. But I'm really sorry now. Will you please forgive me?
The old man didn't answer for a long time. He seemed to be deep in thought and prayer. At last, looking straight into her eyes, he said,
Yes, Elsie, I will forgive you. But first, you must do something for me.
Of course I will. But what do you want me to do?
Come with me up into the church belfry and I will show you.
But first, the pastor went to his room and returned carrying a big feather pillow.
A pillow?
Yes, Elsie. A pillow. Now, come with me to the belfry.
The flustered woman could hardly keep from asking what the pillow was for and why they were going up into the church tower. The wind blew softly through the big open windows, and from the tower they could see far, far out into the countryside that stretched away beyond the village. Suddenly, the pastor took the pillow and...
Why are you ripping open that nice pillow?
You'll see, Elsie. You'll see.
Then, to her amazement, he dumped all of the feathers out of the window.
The feathers! They're flying all over the place!
The wind and the little breezes caught the feathers and scattered them everywhere. They flew onto the rooftops, into the streets, under the cars, into the trees, into the yards where the children were playing, and even out onto the big highway, and on, further into the distance. Elsie and the pastor watched the feathers flutter down and away for quite some time. Then at last, the old pastor turned to Elsie and looked again into her eyes and said,
Now, Elsie, I want you to go and pick up all those feathers for me.
Pick up all those feathers?
But that's impossible.
Yes, I know, Elsie. You see, those feathers are like the lies you told about me. What you have started, you cannot stop even though you are sorry. You may be able to tell a few people that you lied about me, but the winds of gossip have carried your lies everywhere, like the feathers. You can blow out a match, but you can't blow out the great forest fire that one match can start.
Even so, the tongue is a little member. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth.
A little light can really fly so very far. The words we say, our deeds today, can heal or scar. The winds and the breeze will carry the seeds of our tongue. The words that you said, what have they begun? Our every word can help or hurt, so listen well. Each and every day, pray before you say the things you tell. The winds and the breeze will carry the seeds of our tongue. The words that you said, what have they begun?
You can blow out a match, but you can't blow out the fire that it starts. Speak the words of love he will give to you.
Words coming from a heart of love. The winds and the breeze will carry the seeds of our tongue. The words that you've said, what have they begun?
You can blow out the fire that it starts. Speak the words of love he will give to you.
Words coming from a heart.